Dreamscape presents Shattered Truth by Michael Enderle. Narrated by Greg Tremblay. Chapter 1. September 2nd, 2228, near the Hexagon, Neo Southern California Metroplex. Eric allowed himself a grin as his MX-60 zipped around the corner of a glittering commercial tower, the reflection of his vehicle visible in the glass. He accelerated. He didn't want to lose his prey. His target was a red flitter fleeing through the maze of walkways, towers, and platforms defining uptown Neo SoCal. The suspect's vehicle tilted before diving under a walkway. Long lines of other cars hovered in the air, stopped as if everyone in the area decided to form their own walls to complicate the escape of the criminal. But it was not spontaneous civilian assistance. It was a sign that people were paying attention to the police warning broadcasts. His grin widened as he banked around a stopped flitter.
"I didn't think I would get this lucky," Eric admitted.
Gia eyed him with an exasperated expression on her face.
"What's so lucky about this?"
She waved to the vehicle, trying to escape.
"We're chasing a random criminal through town. For all we know, he's a terrorist."
"A terrorist?" Eric chuckled. "No, but the vehicle was stolen uptown. Things have been getting boring this last week. Things were a little more interesting after all that crap with Windward and Ceres, but then it cleared up."
"Boring? Some people might call it peaceful."
Gia frowned at the fleeing suspect. This time she pointed.
"That's not peaceful."
"Peaceful isn't when the crime's hidden."
Eric's hands tightened on the yoke. He had to respect the other driver's bravery, even if there was a thin line between that and stupidity. Eric's prey dropped lower, dashing through several towers linked by walkways and the occasional tube. The thick gray and brown clouds of pollution grew denser with the altitude change. They were approaching the shadow zone. Normally that might mean something, but blowing past the line wouldn't garner any more police attention than the thief already had. Two detectives were on his rear because of fortunate timing, and reinforcements were on their way. Danger didn't interest Eric directly, but when a day passed without something to keep his skills or instincts honed, he risked falling into complacency. Taking down the occasional thug or antisocial was entertaining, but his path wouldn't end in Neo SoCal. Not while he was alive. His heart was beating as peacefully as normal. No one had been hurt yet, just some property taken. To the best of his knowledge, there was no
Sample complete. Ready to continue?